The economic engine could be stalling. J.P. Morgan Chase data on consumer credit and debit card spending indicates it's been stuck in neutral since mid-June. It mirrors data of weekly jobless claims and hours worked by service sector employees. Spending has been about 10% or more below 2019 levels for more than a month after bouncing from its late March, early April lows. With so much uncertainty about the upcoming school year and parents putting off their back-to-school shopping, many retailers are extending their deals, says Samantha Gordon, deals editor at Consumer Reports.
The deals will run probably through early to mid-September.
Extra time to take advantage of steep discounts on technology, including laptops such as the 14-inch LG Gram, usually $1,200, now on sale at Amazon and B&H Photo for under $950.
This is one of the best laptops that we have tested in our labs at Consumer Reports.
For students remote learning or parents working from home, noise-canceling headphones may come in handy. This wireless pair from Microsoft Surface is now marked down at Best Buy from $350 to under $200.
They scored really comparably in terms of the noise cancellation to the higher-end models from Bose and Sony.
And as NBC's Liz McLaughlin reports, Crayola is selling a 5-pack of face masks, one for each school day, once in-person classes resume. And some better-than-expected data, two separate purchasing managers' indexes, showed the July service sector economy has at least stabilized or even improved. IHS Markets Index of everything but manufacturing ended 5 months of contraction and even hit 50, the contraction expansion line. IHS Markets says although some firms remain closed or noted weak client demand and disrupted working practices because of the pandemic, others stated the resumption of business had boosted output. The other index from the Institute of Supply Management was already well above 50 in June, and it ticked up a point in July, suggesting resilience despite the spike in infections. Consumer and Business News, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.